When all eyes turned in his direction, he said,
I believe I have a theory. You've all heard of Freedom Flight, of course.
The Masters nodded, and Han Solo chimed in.
For a secret organization, they've taken on a pretty high profile.
The saviors of slaves usually do, Captain Solo,
Barat Kel said. There was a defensiveness in her voice that Kent found surprising, and he found himself wondering whether there might be a reason for that. A reason that might explain why Freedom Flight seemed to simply assume it should be able to count on Jedi help.
It is a hazard of protecting the wretched and crushing the mighty. They remember who you are.
Han gave her an approving grin.
Hard to argue with that, he said. But how does it make sense for them to stir things up on Blaudu Sextus? There are countless stinkholes in the galaxy where things are a lot worse. Why start a revolt on a world where it's hard to be sure they are slaves?
It was Leia who replied.
Because of Mahdi Vaunt.
She stepped over to the control console and reached over the top to touch a control. The holonet returned to a live feed, where the hologenic reporter was interviewing a hairless green biped who stood only about chin height to her. He had sunken eyes, a long, dagger-thin nose, and a broad, smiling mouth that made him look rather perverse and wicked. As Vaunt peppered the unfortunate Blaudun with barbed questions about owning another being, Leia spoke over the tiny voices coming from the audio feed.
What's changed lately?
Leia pointed at Vaunt's image.
Her. It's no coincidence she happened to be on Blaudu Sextus when the slaves went into revolt. Someone tipped her off. The same people who convinced the Octusi they were repressed in the first place. Freedom Flight.
Kip shook his head. I don't see it, he said.
The whole Blaudun Octusi thing isn't ugly enough. If you're trying to draw attention to the plight of slaves in the galaxy, there are so many other places you can make a bigger impact.
Yeah, but no other place where you know Dala is going to have to send in the troops,
Han said. He looked to Saba.
I'm betting the Blauduns don't have much in the way of riot police.
This one doubts the need ever occurred to them.
And since the Octusi are too stubborn to stop on their own, you know there's going to be a confrontation,
Kyle said. He glanced in Barat Kel's direction, his brow furrowed in thought, no doubt because he was wondering the same thing Kent was, whether a new council member from a once-enslaved species would involve herself in such a thing, whether she would risk the lives of thousands to liberate hundreds of millions.
And you know it's going to happen on live holonet.
No, it will not be a confrontation.
Saba fixed a bulbous eye on Barat Kel, then added,
Freedom Flight has made a mistake in their calculations. This will be a slaughter.
Barat Kel's eyes widened noticeably, and she growled.
I hope you aren't saying I helped them plan.
Saba studied her for a moment, then replied,
No, this one is saying that Freedom Flight has made a mistake, and it would be good to let them know before it brings blood.
Which is exactly what Freedom Flight wants, Kyle said.
His voice had assumed the deep, confident tone it usually did when all the pieces of a puzzle had come together for him.
There's nothing like public outrage to force quick change. And if Dala blasts thousands of pacifist slaves on live holonet, it's going to create public outrage.